Narrated Aba Musa al-Ash'ari. May Allah be pleased with him. I performed ablution in my house and then went out and said, today I shall stick to or remain constantly with Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, and stay with him all this day of mine in his service. I went to the mosque and asked about the Prophet, peace be upon him. They said he had gone in this direction. So I followed his way, asking about him, till he entered a place called Bi'r Aris. I sat at its gate that was made of date palm leaves, till the Prophet, peace be upon him, finished answering the call of nature and performed ablution. Then I went up to him, to see him sitting at the well of Aris, at the middle of its edge with his legs uncovered, hanging in the well. I greeted him, and went back and sat at the gate. I said, today I will be the gatekeeper of the Prophet, peace be upon him. Aba Bakr came and pushed the gate. I asked, who is it? He said, Aba Bakr. I told him to wait, went in and said, O Allah's Messenger, Aba Bakr asks the permission to enter. He said, admit him and give him the glad tidings that he will enter paradise. So I went out and said to Aba Bakr, come in, and Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, gives you the glad tidings that you will enter paradise. Aba Bakr entered and sat on the right side of Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, on the built edge of the well, and hung his legs in the well, as the Prophet, peace be upon him, did, and uncovered his legs. I then returned and sat at the gate. I had left my brother performing ablution, and he intended to follow me. So I said to myself, if Allah wants good for so-and-so, i.e., my brother, he will bring him here. Suddenly, somebody moved the door. I asked, who is it? He said, Umar ibn al-Khattab. I asked him to wait, went to Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, greeted him and said, Umar ibn al-Khattab asks the permission to enter. He said, admit him and give him the glad tidings that he will enter paradise. I went to Umar and said, come in, and Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, gives you glad tidings that you will enter paradise. So he entered and sat beside Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, on the built edge of the well, on the left side, and hung his legs in the well. I returned and sat at the gate, and said to myself, if Allah wants good for so-and-so, he will bring him here. Somebody came and moved the door. I asked, who is it? He replied, Uthman ibn Affan. I asked him to wait, and went to the Prophet, peace be upon him, and informed him. He said, admit him, and give him the glad tidings of entering paradise after a calamity that will befall him. So, I went up to him and said to him, come in, and Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, gives you the glad tidings of entering paradise after a calamity that will befall you. Uthman then came in and found that the built edge of the well was occupied, so he sat opposite to the Prophet, peace be upon him, on the other side. Sa'id ibn al-Musayyab said, I interpret this narration in terms of their graves.